On January 1st, the Port Authority of Allegheny County rolled out new rates for its buses. About a month into the change, most of the kinks have been worked out. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports there are still some questions about the changes that have yet to be answered.
On a snowy afternoon in the Hill District, Siobhan Willis and her two kids are waiting at the bus stop for the 83. She's not a huge fan of change one to the bus system. Enter in the front, exit in the back.
We're all compacted and it's like, oh, that is. And then you got to go to the back door, so you're like squeezing through everybody to get back to the back door. So that's what the big deal is for me with kids. It's like, I try to sit towards the back since I got to get out the back door anyway.
Deborah Page is a senior, recently hurt her back, so the change doesn't really work for her.
Well, every time I try to get off at the back, it's up so high, you know, so I have to get off on the front.
Shalita Franklin of the Hill says, in theory, she's all right with it.
I think it's a nice change, but everybody's not going by the rules. Getting off on the back of the bus and getting off on the front. Do you have option to do that?
Adam Brandoff says, sort of. The spokesman for the Port Authority of Allegheny County says most of the initial complaints he's heard have been confusion about those logistics.
I think that really is a function of people did it for the same way for so long.
He says bus drivers learned quickly that if someone is elderly, uses a mobility device, or has a bike strapped to the front of the bus, it's just common sense to let them off the front. But they're still figuring out a formal policy. Another transition, change two, incentivizes using Connect cards rather than cash. Now the base fare is $2.50 if you use the card, $2.75 if you use cash. There are also no more paper transfers and no more paper tickets. Brandoff says the Port Authority handed out a lot of Connect cards. You can get them at the Downtown Service Center, most Giant Eagles. There are about 60 ticket vending machines throughout the county, and a new partnership with Goodwill retail shops mean card machines will be there too.
And we're looking almost on a daily basis to add additional places where folks can reload their cards.
Molly Nichols says that's still not enough.
The Connect card infrastructure we don't think is adequate so that anyone who needs to regularly not just get a Connect card, but regularly upload it.
Nichols is the director of Pittsburghers for Public Transit, a grassroots organization for riders, workers, and residents. She says even if people do get the card, they still have to pay a buck for a transfer. She says ideally, that would be free for everyone. Now, for those paying cash to transfer, they pay the full $2.75 fare twice. But Brandoff says at least a quarter of the county's 100,000 daily riders will benefit from Change 3. There's no more Zone 2 fare. It costs the same to go across town or across the county. He says for decades, there had been multiple zones with modest fare increases over time.
A 25-cent increase here and a 25-cent increase there. And it really got to the point where we could continue with these gradual increases, or we could make more significant changes to the way people ride.
Nichols says her organization really supported that change because the Zone 2 fare was an especially high burden for low-income folks living in the suburbs. According to the Department of Human Services, that population is increasing in the region. Brandoff says the fare changes will cost the Port Authority about $4.5 million worth of revenue in a year, not a huge hit to their overall budget. But he says ridership has been fairly steady, no routes have been cut in recent years, and he anticipates increased ridership with these changes.
Overall, on a major policy change like this, we're very comfortable reinvesting that money into the system.
Organizer Molly Nichols says overall it's been a fairly smooth transition, especially in terms of public education.
They did a good job with the announcements on the bus. That was smart. You know, you're sitting there and you hear it so that at least I thought their campaign painting the buses was really smart to help get the word out.
She says the real test will be what happens next. She hopes the Port Authority does continue to increase Connect card locations and monitor accessibility. She says for people living in affordable housing in the Mon Valley who need to come into the city for work, that eliminated Zone 2 fare can make a big difference. But she says any changes that are made to public transit should take everyone into consideration.
It's something we think is worth really paying attention to make sure there isn't a disproportionate impact on specifically low-income communities and minority communities.
I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.